Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Life is short, and it's full of a lot of interesting questions. What does happiness really mean? How do I get the most out of my time here on Earth? And what really is the best cereal? These are the questions I seek to resolve on my weekly podcast, Life is Short with Justin Long. Follow Life is Short wherever you get your podcasts. You can also listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Hello and welcome to the Watch What Crappens bonus episode. I'm Ben. That's Ronnie.
Hi.
And hello there, Ronnie. Welcome. If you're listening to this, this means that you support us on Patreon. So thank you very much. We truly, truly mean that. It means a lot. After all these years, after like not 8 years of bonus episodes, it still means a lot that you guys come on by and support us. How you doing, Ronnie?
I'm doing so well. How are you doing today, babes?
I'm doing so well as well. Guess what, everyone? This is not just a bonus episode. It's also Crappens on Demand because we're going to do a Vanderpump Rules trailer breakdown. The trailer came out yesterday and we are thrilled. Okay, Vanderpump Rules is back. Ronnie has not seen the trailer. I have. Gotta say, it looks good. It looks really good. Although they always put together a good Vanderpump Rules trailer, but this one looks to me like they're giving us the things that we want out of Vanderpump Rules and not the shit that we don't want. So,
well, it does open with Katie's face. So I'm not really sure that it's not giving me things that I don't want because it's Katie's face. Okay. But this is the Katie Sant season. This is the season where Katie finally comes to her senses and gets rid of the pale gray loafer that she married, darling. Crocs loafer. It's a Crocs loafer that she married. So, you know, who knows? But listen, can't go anywhere but up. Am I right? Because last season, thanks. But I will say, guys, congratulations on 10 fucking years of Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah, you made
it. And congratulations to us. We recapped the first episode of Vanderpump Rules. I mean, this is crazy. This is like all getting old together, you know?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, and if you go back and you listen to that first recap, wow, were we mean? We
God, what a like, hater. And so, stand are, like, by it.
Mean. It is rude. It is mean. That it's like, you know, 10 years have happened in society where we've learned we've learned about some cruelties that we used to do on the internet. And so if you go back, you can hear us in our rawest, cruelest voices. And
oh, whatever. We've just learned like everybody else use different words to be just as shitty. Okay. Yes. If you want me to change my words, I will change my words. I'm still an asshole. Okay.
Yay, evolution. Yay.
Okay, Ben. Shall we? Let me share the screen. Okay.
Share the
Adding
screen.
To stream. Look at that. Bravo. Hot pink Lisa Vanderpump's color. No matter how many times Erica tries to show up somewhere wearing it.
And I want to say, by the way, if you are not watching this with Crappens on Demand, just listening, we're going to try our best to narrate what's happening on the screen as well.
So right now we're seeing the Bravo logo in hot pink neon.
Love it.
Which looks very hot. We're seeing Los Angeles without traffic. So already this season's a goddamn lie. I can tell
you that. I love that they still have to blur out the billboards, even from the helicopter. Billboard's like, I know that we as a billboard exist solely to market whatever we're selling, but we don't want to sell it to Vanderpump Rules watchers.
I know. Is there not one Valtrex billboard in the whole city that you guys could actually show? I mean, come on.
It's probably the other way around. It's more like Bravo doesn't want to give free advertising to these brands. But again, I like to think it's that the brands are like, no, we refuse to appear in the background, not even in the B-roll footage of your show.
They can't all be priv. And I'm going to take a picture of my fishbowl right now because it is in Vanderpump Pink for this show. Are you guys impressed with me? No one is more impressed with me than me. And I will tell you that honestly. Okay, so let's get
into Pumptini Neon. Pumptini Neon. No,
Pumptini Neon. Pumptini Neon. Yeah, I think
that would work. What's the opposite of Neon? The opposite of Neon is the very next shot.
Katie's beige face. It's Katie's beige face. Now, let me just say, Katie, love Katie with this haircut. I think this is some of Katie's cutest hair. This is a carryover from last season, her, like, bob.
Classic. Classic.
Except Katie now bob. She's doing, like, the uneven bob. Well, she's always kind of loved an uneven bob. That's, like, kind of Katie's thing.
Asymmetric.
Looks great. Katie's a beautiful girl. Always been a beautiful girl. Katie is also consistently terrible at eyebrows. Just fucking terrible at eyebrows. I get that this is called microblading. I've learned what microblading is over the years. This is just done wrong. And why is your eyebrow moving like Bert's from Bert and Ernie? Look at this. These are some Muppet eyebrows. But let's hear what she has to say. It looks she like looks, Katie. Go ahead, way, Ben. Sorry,
this is
babe.
Definitely a woman who is leaving her man because she's looking really good. She's like, I'm getting back out there. Watch out, world.
She's got like the revenge body going on. Look, her necklaces are straight. When do you ever see anybody with straight necklaces? Usually like the heart's over here and then the bottom necklace, the K is over here, you know? But she's like, I'm straightening my necklaces to dump your stupid croc loafer ass. Yeah. Okay? Okay, let's hear what she has to say. They're also cheersing with two martinis. I don't understand what those are.
They look like urine.
I don't recognize the.
it looks like frozen urine.
Well, they're like brown. Well, I guess urine if you haven't had water.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like dehydrated urine.
Dehydrated urine. Check for kidney stones. Let's see what's going on here.
To us, maintaining a good friendship, I'm proud of us. We're a divorce success story.
Wow, to us for maintaining a good friendship. And he's doing like the ear pull, which is a tell, you know, because he's always lying. He's a damn liar. And they're a divorce success story.
There's nothing about her face that says, yes, we are a divorce success story. And cheers to our friendship. Her face is like, please let me have my freedom. Please let me get dick again. Let's have this drink and release me.
Okay, here's my opinion before even watching it. I know, you know, I've always got a stupid one, but here's mine. I don't believe any of this. Do I believe they're really divorced? Sure. Do I believe that they really broke up? Sure. I think this is a move to make him do something. You know, I think this is like one of those, like, come on, Schwartz.
Ultimatums.
Show her, you know, show up at the airport with flowers and don't let her go to Paris or whatever. I think this is one of those moments, but girl, you're dealing with Schwartz.
Okay? Yeah, he's not going to be racing that train, okay? He might show up at the station and then he's going to put his hand on his knees and be like, I can't chase after that Amtrak. It's like, sir, it's only going 1 mile per hour. There's a duck on the track and it can't go any further. No, I can't catch up. I can't catch up to her.
She's always going to be known as the girl who never really even got invited to Paris, which is...
She's always going to be known as the girl who went to Temecula. It's the Bahamas version of the hills.
She's always going to be known as the girl who went to Paris, Hilton's cupcake opening store, and got kicked out because she wasn't on the list. Okay, so they cheers their urine martinis to their great divorce story.
Did you see Schwartz and Brickell make out?
Wow. I have to say, by the way, I didn't know. I thought that was all like rumored. I did not know that there was actual Bravo camera footage of this.
Yes. So, and also I thought they would hold it till later in the season, right? Because, you know, it's a big thing that happened. We see it's like it has this film that goes, blah, 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 and then we see Tom kissing Raquel in a booth someplace. This is the fish tank with the neon Vanderpump lighting. Do you like it?
I do. And I love that your fish tank has a yarmulke.
It does have a yarmulke. I just had to brag about that.
It's great. I feel like you now have to call your fish tank. You have to give it like a name, like sexy, unique fish tank, like Suff or not Pump, but like Sump or like or Vanderpump Underwater Gardens.
Yeah, bug. Something cute. So I thought this was going to take place later, too, because we've been hearing about this, you know, because there's a lot of Bravo leaks in the world. So we already knew about the Raquel making out with Tom and stuff. She's kissing somebody with Coors Light breath. He's holding a Coors Light. That's just like, come on, Raquel. Like, look upwards. You just got rid of James. You don't look even or down. I mean, at least James can work a record player. You know?
Well, I mean, Ronnie, I know you like to look for signs. I think there's a big sign, and it comes in the lattice work behind her that's literally going like this. Like, no, it's got its fingers crossed diagonally saying, don't do this. I rebuke it. I rebuke it.
That's not a pattern of diamonds. It's a pattern of X's, you know? Sometimes the lattice is just X'd.
This is like Family Feud and everyone in the family. We asked 100 people, do you approve of this? And you all just got, every person answered with X, no.
Yeah, so she's kissing Schwartz. Who does he look like with those little glasses on? He's got these like little black glasses now, and he looks Elvis looks Costello. Like an old guy with gray hair, but it's shaved, and he always wears a black turtleneck. He's like a little actor, kind of like a Rick Moranis type actor.
Bob Balaban.
I don't know, but God, I don't know who Bob Balaban is, but it
might be. Okay, I'm going to pull up a picture of Bob Balaban now.
Oh, pull up a picture. I need to know if this is Bob Balaban. Yeah. Well, I had to show off that fish tank. I mean, come on. That's perfect.
I think it might be Bob Balaban. Hold on. Okay. I want to open this in preview. I guess I have to download this whole damn photo.
Oh, God. Well, just screenshot it and text it over to
me. No, it's not. It's just I didn't want to add another file that I'd have to, like, take, like, get rid of. Okay, here we go. I'm presenting Tom Schwartz as Bob Balaban.
Okay, I want to see. Yes, that's him. Thank you. God, you're good. How did you do that?
You know what? You said somehow, like, you gave a very strong pyramid answer. You're like, he's sort of short, turtleneck, wears glasses and has a beard, and for some reason it just like brought me to Bob Balaban. You like triangulated Bob Balaban perfectly.
Yeah, this guy has been in so many movies, and I swear to you, I've never heard the name Bob Balaban. So there you go. You know, it just Bob goes Balaban. To show. You know. Okay, so they're kissing.
By the way, I think that Schwartz looks really good. I think
you
this
do.
Is, I think he looks great there. I think maybe it's the glasses. I mean, his skin always looks sort of corpsey. Like, he does have that issue with that gray decaying skin. But if you get the skin color out of the grayness of his skin out of the way, I think he looks really cute. And I've never really felt that Schwartz was that cute. I think he's kind of like filled out a little bit. He's got like maybe a little paunch or something, and I think it's actually filling out nicely for him.
Okay, here's what I see. Good hair. Well, I'm going to start with the positive. Like the weird glasses, because they make him look like he's smarter than he is.
It gives him a certain Balaban quality to him. Yes.
Am I seeing
Ronnie,
teeth?
My book bag is
What
here.
Are those it's... teeth? Oh, congrats. Thank what you. Are the... Ben got a backpack for board games, so that's here. So congrats.
I'm really excited.
So let's take a look at these teeth. Those are looking weird. The sports jacket, like, I get it that you're trying, but the shirt buttoned down, probably not ironed, and then the bead, I just can't. I don't trust him. I don't trust Schwartz. I'm not buying his whiny, I'm the victim, because I believe he's using that as a free pass for Pusese in his restaurants and bars that he barely works at for the next 10 years. He's going to be crying at the bar to make out with people.
Any attractive person, but I still think that he looks good.
Okay. So I think I just see his soul and his dress. Okay.
The eyes are the window to the soul. And when you've got Balaban glasses on, you can see the soul more clearly.
Bob Balaban really saved it for you, huh? You're just going to like him now.
Balaban.
Like, hey, that's Bob Balaban.
You know what? Bob Balaban. Yeah.
Bob Balaban. Okay, Reds?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Did you see Schwartz and Raquel make out?
Did you see Schwartz and Raquel make out? Schwartz and Raquel were making out. As we talk about how much changes over 10 years, Not that. Not yep. Sheena. God bless Sheena for being able to stay so Sheena. I mean, I will always see Sheena in a Barca lounger with the giant, you know, print to canvas of herself behind her. Always. Yeah. God bless her. God bless Sheena. She should be on a dollar bill. That's she should be on
she
it.
Is, and, she is the true hero of Bravo.
Yeah, and Sheena we trust. So then she's calling Lala saying, oh my God, did you see Schwarzenegger? And we see Lala.
Is Lala here at jury duty? What's going on here? What is this?
Lala just got attacked by a flock of birds. There's holes all over her dress. It's like she went to Anthropology and bought a cute dress and just the birds hated her when she came out of it.
Birds do not like her. Holes everywhere.
Lala also got the microblading message. Mm-hmm. So there's that. I thought those were done now. Aren't those over? Aren't people like doing this to their eyebrows where you like put gel in them and brush them up like Amanda from Summer House?
I really don't know. I don't know anything about eyebrow trends. I never follow them. I have to say, I'm the wrong person to ask.
Well, I'll tell you who's not going to be cheersing with dirty urine martinis, Lala, because look what she's doing. She's drinking her water.
I know. By the way, could they have done any sort of color correction on this trailer? They make Below Deck puts out the most vivid, beautiful trailers and episodes. And look at this one. Did they put like a gray filter on this? What is happening? Yeah. Is this CBS? Because you know every show on CBS looks like this, right?
They do, yes. All the studio shot shows. For some this reason, kind of looks like a sepia tone.
Yeah, everything on CBS has kind of like a gray wash to it. No matter how colorful they try to make it, it's always got a gray wash. With the exception of Survivor. Survivor is like the one show that they are like, fine, you're allowed to have color. But I don't understand what's happening. Like, Vanderpump Rules should be vivid and bright and like, come on, filters.
Yeah, come on, guys. So Lala is hearing this and James is just shocked. He's just shocked. Look at him. He's like, also wearing the beaded bracelet. Bitch.
I can't believe they're getting divorced, the stupid fat bitches.
How could you tell me this while I'm wearing a t-shirt with a hoodie on it?
How could you tell me this when I'm trying to order half a salad at Dantana's?
So this is a hotel, right?
It has definitely that like antiseptic, you know, vibe of an A-loft hotel.
I feel like this is very Hyatt Place, except that Hyatt Place would not spring for the pillows. Yeah. It would not spring for the $2 pillows.
Did we ever get a clarification on whether it's A-loft or A-loft? Because I always call it A-loft. Because they feel like the A is separated from the rest of the word in their logo, right?
It is. I call it a loft because I just feel
that's an actual word.
Fancier. Yeah, and it's just like, I don't know, I feel like, oh my God, I'm going to a loft. And people are like, who's loft? And you don't have to say, you know, just somewhere across from a construction zone, which they always are. It just sounds fancy. I'm going to a loft.
Well, when you say a loft, it also makes it sound like you're from like maybe like Savannah or something. I'm staying at the A Loft Hotel.
Yeah, it sounds like my mom would say that. Like, I'm at A Loft.
But then why do they put the A? Why is the A separate?
I think you're right. It's probably Aloft. I just refuse to say it.
If there's a representative from the Aloft organization that would like to clarify this and who is not offended by the fact that I've linked it with antiseptic interior design, then please let us know. Thank you.
Yeah. And that is a request right from Bob Banderbob.
Bob Balaban. Hi, Bob Balaban. Hi, I'm Bob Balaban, and I'm here to talk to you about A-Loft Hotels.
Someone just spray some Febreze in his face. Okay, here we go.
I'll make out. You're sick. I've never had hatred for you, and now I do. I think you're pathetic. I think you're drunk, and I think you're a loser.
Whoa. Yes, Katie. God, Katie. Way to just steal my quotes.
I know. See, now Schwartz doesn't look as good here. Now Schwartz is looking definitely like grimy and wet. And
hold on, let me go back to him. I'm sorry. I was looking.
It's the big sagging collar that does it for me. He definitely looks like he just Lisa Timmons, our friend Lisa Timmons, who, by the way, is enjoying great viral success on Instagram these days. You should go follow her. She used to say about Caroline Manzo that Caroline Manzo always looked like she had just walked through a car wash. And I feel like that's totally accurate to Tom Schwartz sometimes, especially in this shot here.
That's funny about Caroline Manzo. She does kind of look like that. He's also drunk here, and he's doing the single guy thing. You know how we said... Look at him. This is, you guys, just this pathetic picture of drunk Tom nodding up and down. I'm just replaying it over and over. Yeah, so this dude, okay, he's also doing the single thing. So, like, Katie, like, she's like, yeah, I'm going to start working out more. I'm going to get microbladed, and I'm going to make my bob uneven. And then Schwartz fucking comes on, and he's just wearing, like, something with the – it's all the way down to his navel.
It's like an international male reject. Sure.
Yeah, it's just not for you. You know what I mean? It's just not for you, especially in those glasses. Now, do you see how stupid these glasses are? Look.
Well, then you can't take me to the Bob Balaban well and then now turn it around and be like, and so therefore, Bob Balaban looks stupid.
Yeah. Okay. So let's hear what she has to say because I love it. Oh, by the way, he's kissing Raquel again. So this whole, whatever, the kiss was just one time. And no, it was not, because there you are kissing her again. And she's in some kind of like weird diamond clip. Raquel, I expected more from you, ma'am. Not in your hair clip. I don't really care about that. But I expect more from you.
There's Brock in the background, by the way. Is it Brock standing in a pool? Is everyone else like,
where's
not
Brock?
In the pool?
Oh my God, fucking Brock. Look at Brock right standing in the pool. Brock doesn't give a fuck.
What's he doing in the pool? What's he doing in the pool?
He's the only Salt Lake City fan in here. He's like, this is what you do. You stand on the first step of the pool. All right. It's a Meredith Max party.
Listen, I'm from the country in Australia. We don't even have television, and what we do is stand in pools at parties. Australia means to stand in water that's ankle deep.
Yeah, and this is what another thing Tom Schwartz is doing. He's doing that faux hawk. It's like, it's a kind of tussle, a faux hawk, but it's not really a faux hawk. It's just like, you can't even commit to a faux hawk, which can't commit to be a mohawk. Like, you're fucking hopeless. Raquel, I'm so mad at Raquel, right? Raquel's like the nicest person ever. But also, didn't Raquel say she was leaving to like work with like learning disabled children or something like that?
Raquel said that the next step she wanted to take was to help children who are in need. And that does make Tom Schwartz qualify as
a good point.
Yeah.
She's helping man children.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappin's Come.
Decades before Anna Delvey began scamming her way into high society, Christian Carl Gerhardsreiter was infiltrating America's most elite circles with little more than a fake name and a lot of charm. Bold, ruthless, and willing to kill, Gerhardsreiter embarked on a caper across the West Coast, successfully evading the FBI for decades. Hi, I'm Saatchi Kohl, co-host of Wondery's podcast Scamfluencers, where we unpack the lives and schemes of some of the biggest scammers and con artists. In our recent two-part series, Three Weddings and a Funeral, high society's top social circles become a playground for a fraudster. Follow Scamfluencers wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Okay, Ariana, girl, you have the prettiest eyes. Why do you want to do that to them with those nails? This nail trend, I don't understand. The really super sharp ones where they're filed to look like. And I know a lot of people love them, and I think they could look pretty. Don't you poke yourself in the eye? Am I the only person who walks around poking myself in the eye on accident?
You might be. You might
you
be.
You don't?
Well, why do you think Tom Schwartz is wearing those glasses? It's a protective measure.
Thank you. But yeah,
you gotta
that's
get some
just
Bob Balaban glasses to save your eyes.
Also, Ariana's back to a really long hair, which I love. Love her.
I like
long
her long hair.
Who's she talking to?
Boyfriend, Tom Sandoval. Can't you tell by the.
Oh, by it's the, Tom's sort of like new like perm. Karaoke rock star look. He's like, I've got a perm now, bro. Okay. Oh, also, I think he has the same nails. Wait. Wow.
Look at his very long fingers.
I'm confusing us. By the time when we're done with these previews, I don't know what the hell is really even happening. I'm like, what is that? Could not even, maybe that's not even Sandoval, okay?
Those are Sandoval.
Some lady fingers. I'm sorry. And I don't mean just because they're painted and stuff.
Yeah, like he's doing, he definitely has the hair of, what's the name of the girl from Bend It Like Beckham? and Bride and Prejudice.
Girl, not a lot. He's kind of got like a Keira Knightley, oh, Keira Knightley,
like a little Keira Knightley thing going on the sides of his hair right there.
And he's reacting to it like with the flat hand, like a rich lady patting like a poor child on the head, even though she doesn't want to because someone's taking her picture. It's like, it's like flat, but like showing her nails and still being like, I'm above you.
It's like, smell, you know, his hand is doing Superman's. Like there's like that exercise you do when you lie on your stomach and you put your hands out front and your legs in the back and you raise your hands and your legs. And so he's
so hard.
It's so hard, but now his hand is actually doing it. It's like, he's like, all right, hand, do Superman's.
Okay, so Ariana is shocked. Tom Schwartz is making out with Raquel again. And then Katie says what I've been saying to Tom Schwartz through the television for years.
For you, and now I do. I think you're pathetic. I think you're drunk, and I think you're a loser.
I think you're pathetic. I think you're drunk, and I think you're a loser. I didn't have hatred for you before, but now I do.
Yeah, this is exciting. I love, see, this is the energy that Vanderpump Rules is supposed to have, just like seething rage. Also, look who's there, Christina, old school
is that
member.
Christina Kelly? Oh, that's Christina Kelly, right? God. There. Hi, Christina Kelly.
She's looking
with her
just
weird,
as engaged.
Puffy shoulders.
Yeah, she's looking just as engaged as she always has.
Christina Kelly staring at a salt shaker. Also, I love that. I know that they're not working right now, but Vanderpump Rules should be fights around silver water pitchers. It just should be. That's what the show was built on. And in this scene, you have drunk Tom, which is fitting, not working, which is also fitting, sitting in front of a table full of water pitchers, which he's not pouring, you know?
I also like that none of them are eating the sushi that's in front of them. You can even see Christina. Christina wants to eat it. That's what she's looking at. She's like, damn it, I never should have agreed to be on TV because now I can't eat the sushi.
She's like, Stassi and I promised each other we were not going to do this. What is that? That's sushi? What kind of sushi
is
that?
Well, she has chopsticks in front of her, and then there's something that looks sort of like rolls or avocado or something, right? Well, maybe.
What are those?
You may have to do some scrolling.
They look like tiny little eggplants standing up. They're standing up for the Pledge of Allegiance.
They definitely look like...
they're standing up for the Pledge of Egglegiance. Yeah, that's right. I'll be your dad.
Honestly, I think it might be a rainbow roll, but the color correction on this trailer is so bad. It just looks like eggplants.
Okay, let's see. Egg rolls? No.
No. I don't know. Eggplants.
I'm not going to be able to get past this. I need to know what those are. Will you tweet at Christina Kelly?
Christina Kelly, what was the thing you wanted to eat that so desperately on camera, but you knew you couldn't? So therefore, you put your chopsticks on your plate.
Okay, before we listen to the lines,
there's no wider shot of that sushi.
No, because they're doing that. Oh my God, look, we're going to turn the camera around because now we're in Playa del Carmen. Yeah. Okay, so let's go back because you know what? Those like hair clip things are back because Raquel was just wearing a diamond one and now Katie is wearing like a tiger print one.
They work in service, and so they know they can't get hairs in their food, so they're just used to wearing
hair clips. That's true. Might want to go over to Below Deck Adventure and give them some hints. Okay.
I think you're pathetic. I think you're drunk, and I think you're a loser.
This is going to be my new ringtone. I can't believe I'm going to put Katie as my ringtone.
I think you're drunk, and I think you're a loser.
This does not affect me at all.
This does not affect me at all, he says. Okay.
This season on Vanderpump Rules.
No! Don't ask permission! I get what I want!
Bienvenue of Vanderpump
Rules. Okay.
Go back. Stop. Okay. Go forward. Keep going.
But? There. So you're going to the butt? Oh, this.
Go back a little bit.
Oh my God.
Well, there's Vanderpump. There's Raquel.
Is that Katie?
That's Katie Cazorla.
Katie Cazorla. What the heck, Katie? Well, hi, Katie Cazorla. She's motorboating Raquel in this. Oh, that's so cool. Okay, so here we go. Katie, you might recognize as part of the famous Crappers duo every year at the Crappy Awards, singing her little heart out. Look at Katie.
And they'll be back again this year, by the way, in case anyone was wondering. So we're excited for that.
So here we are in Playa del Carmen, which has deer antlers on the Y. I never noticed that before. Or is that coral reef?
I feel like it's coral reef. It feels like it's
more
fitting.
That would make more sense.
Because there's like a little sea turtle next to it. No.
I know, but that's why I was like, why is there a turtle and a seagull next to a reindeer? Oh, but
you know what it probably is? It's probably a sea deer.
Mm-hmm. A sea deer. Thank you.
Yeah, it's a sea deer.
I knew there was logic here. Okay, so this is the fun and games part. They go to Mexico. And let's see who's jumping off. This is
fake Charlie 1 and fake Charlie 2. Or maybe one of them is one Charlie. So if you're fake Charlie, that means you're like you're double fake Sheena. So these are I can't tell. Is one of them from I think that one of them is Charlie back there. Is the one in the front, is she from Vanderpump Paris? I mean, Gardens in Caesar's Palace.
Oh, fake Sheena? Like is that fake mini Sheena? And other
fake, mini Sheena and fake Sheena together.
Oh, I don't know. I can only say about her that she really only considered that nose work from the front. She didn't really consider the profile. That's the nicest way I can say it. There's a life raft behind you. Have your nose grab it. Okay. Because it needs it. It's sinking fast.
It's reserved for Jax if he shows up. Can you help me? Can you help me, please?
Yeah, Jax is still out there calling for the lifeguard. Any day now. All right. They jump in the water. I get what I want. Yes. And then it's La-La doing some kind of La-La dance. I don't know really how to describe it.
It's that single bitch dance. Yeah.
Yeah. And then we get butts because it's Vanderpump Rules. So we get some underwater butts. Yeah. Yeah.
Actually, you know what butt that reminds me of?
The butt? Okay. This butt?
Bob Alabama's
butt. My dream butt? Whose butt? Bob Balaban's butt. That, now that is a Bob Balaban butt in my dreams.
It's a Bob Balaban. It's a Bob Balaban.
Okay, then Katie Cazorla motorboating Raquel at some white event. I guess this is the same white party, no?
Yeah, huge amount of water.
Is someone releasing a water this year? Because there's a lot of water bottles and they're all the same.
Well, a lot of them have proclaimed their sobriety, so maybe that's what that's about.
Oh, for Christ's sake, do that off the clock. This is Vanderpump Rules.
I agree.
There will be no more of that.
Vanderpump à Paris.
Oh, Vanderpump à Paris. Look at me, multilingual Lisa Vanderpumpulas. Vanderpump Paris, okay. This is exciting. Oh my God.
Yeah, it's in the Paris casino, actually. Which is kind of amazing because at first I thought it was an exterior shot, but it's an interior shot. But Paris has that ceiling that looks like the sky. I'd love when casinos do that. It's so cheesy.
Isn't it in real Paris?
Depends on what your definition of real Paris is. If real Paris to you means the casino in Vegas, then yes, because that is a real Paris.
But she's in Caesar's Palace in Vegas. Is she also in the Paris casino in Vegas? She's two casinos?
She's taking over. And I love that she has, it's called Vanderpump Paris, and it's in the pink neon that Kyle stole from Erica for her foyer. And Lisa's now like, now it's my neon thing. And I'm taking the name of the niece that you try to always associate yourself with.
Lisa had pink first.
Okay. I know, but in terms of like the most prominent pink neon on Bravo right now is in Kyle's foyer. And Lisa Vanderpump is basically like, I am taking it back. I am taking my stamp and I'm highlighting someone that you aspire to be.
Can I just tell you how fucking mortified I am that I'm just finding out today that Vanderpump Paris is in the Paris casino? I'm so stupid.
Did you really think it was like in Paris?
I Googled this shit because I was like, Ben, whatever, Ben. It's no, they wouldn't have this.
Ronnie, there's wrinkles in the sky. Do you see the wrinkles in the sky?
Wrinkles in the sky. The sky's like the oldest thing in the universe. Okay?
Ronnie, there's...
I'm literally... an idiot. Okay, so we see some gals walking in. Is Christina Kelli back? Because
I think she is because I looked at the cast photos and she's in there as a cast photo, but she looks like she has been dragged. She looks like she just called Stassi and said, hey Stass, Bravo wants me to be actually a cast member finally, and I just want to let you know out of courtesy. And Stassi was like, why don't you take your fucking face and bring it to Bravo and never come to my home again by my book?
Yeah, but my book. I will say Christina Kelly, you know, still gorgeous, hasn't aged a day. She is very don't worry, darling, but the one that's really worried. And like, you know, nothing good happens. Like, she looks worried. She looks terrified. Darling.
Yeah.
Don't worry, darling. Yeah, it was like that kind of Valley of the Dolls ripoff movie with Florence Pugh, where yeah, they're all like in a perfect world. Oh, you know what it is, right?
Well, I know vaguely what it is. I just know it was written by the woman we met on the airplane that one time.
Oh, right. That I ripped, I think, on accident. Sorry. But that's also the airplane where my computer crashed and never came back to life. And I still have that in my fucking closet because they won't fix it for under $1,000. And I still blame that woman. And then I went to Don't Worry, Darling. She was so lovely.
She was so nice, but I heard
that was terrible. Oh, she was lovely to you. She was lovely to you because your computer didn't die. When my computer died, she's like, it'll be fine. It's like, how dare you? And then it wasn't fine. So guess what? I'm worried, darling. Okay? I worry, darling. I'll like, never trust her.
No, maybe in that moment she's like, I have a great idea for a movie. It's someone who's freaking out about their laptop and it's like, don't worry about it, darling. And that's what it is.
She's like, excuse me, sir. I'm trying to rip off Valley of the Dolls shamelessly without ever giving that screenplay any credit whatsoever. Thank you. Okay, so Christina Kelly looks terrified. Lala looks great.
Lala does. You know. Lala's in her. I'm not gonna say she's in her revenge body because she's been in her revenge body all this time, but she does look. She's Lala is back to being Lala and not trying to be like a grand dame of Beverly Hills.
She's literally wearing sleeves up to her shoulders, by the way, Ben. Okay, those are some grand dame sleeves. Okay.
Yeah, but those sleeves don't have underwear under them.
That's true. Yeah. So Katie, I think, fixed her eyebrows. I just wanted to point that out. Okay. Well, also, her necklaces are still very straight. So, you know, props to that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry you're scared, Christina. Okay.
Can't wait for Mexico!
Oh, fucking Brock. Of course Brock sprays everybody with champagne. He's that fucking guy. You know, just because you don't like to take baths doesn't mean everyone else wants to walk around smelling like bar rot Fred Flintstone in your fucking cape and your Burger King crown.
I'm going to say this is a bachelor party because he's dressed like a king. So I'm going to say bachelor party. I don't know who that is with the Speedo, but I am intrigued. It's definitely not Bob Balaban. I'll say that much.
This is Bob. Wow.
Bob Balaban looks great. What is the secret?
Oh, this is one of Brock's friends, right?
Australian friends.
Because they always wear Speedos ones. And shit. Oh, yeah. And he's got long hair. He's probably just so wrong. Everything he says is wrong.
Pacific Breeze. Wait, who's that over there on the left? Did you see that? What? Hello. Well, with a man purse. He's like a fake Schwartz. He's like what Schwartz could have been.
He's Dream Schwartz. Look at him. Dream he does Schwartz. Look like he has kind of a Schwartz profile, but like, you know, shit together. And look, he's wearing sockless loafers that actually work. I mean, sorry, Schwartz.
He's like Schwartz upside. Now, I also want to point out something else. Well, okay, there's some kissing.
Okay, what do you want to point? In this shot, the same shot?
No, not in this shot, although I could always look at Dream Schwartz. Not what? Pacific Breeze, although Pacific Breeze sounds like a euphemism for a fart. But I spotted something. I think it was going forward. Set from
going forward, dancing. Oh, glow lights, songs on a boat. We've got songs on a boat, and I'm wearing my scrunchie around my wrist.
Pacific Breeze. Okay, there's Brock is shooting
more butts.
Okay, here. So people are okay. So people go forward like a few frames.
Why do you keep having me freeze on women's butts? What's going on here?
It's
that you
just
need
that
to talk
like
about?
When I say go forward, you see. Okay, stop. Hot. Cabana boat Havasu. So this is what I'm concerned about. There's unfortunately this means there will be some sort of Lake Havasu chapter of the season.
Maybe that's just where the family's from that started the boat company. You never know.
A cabana boat. So this is going to be some sort of pontoon on Lake Havasu. And it's going to be a very depressing part where everyone's going to say, this show's so dead.
Well, this is the classiest show. Okay, so who's this kissing somebody? Is that Schwartz?
That's Tom
kissing?
Schwartz. Yeah.
And is he kissing Brittany?
They're going to Mexico. That's not
Brittany.
Who's
that lady?
I think she's just a rando.
Oh, just a rando lady? Okay, that's what
just
I wanted
lady.
To see.
Maybe she just got off the Pacific breeze.
Oh, Sheena, for fuck's sake. We have to watch Sheena get married. Isn't she already married? Didn't they get married?
We did get married, but we never got to have the ceremony that I wanted. So, like,
oh, my God. Sheena's surprised face at her own wedding. She's like, oh, my God, I will marry you. Yeah, Sheena, you're in a fucking wedding dress. What are you so surprised at? Okay? You've hired a priest. You even got Brock to put on something that's not a you know, like a tank top.
Yeah, those are actually not flowers behind her. That's just, like, all of her emotions just pouring out of her body in that instance. It's like,
That's just like an enlarged, like, DNA sample from Sheena after being with Brock so long. It's just like popping out with things.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's see what she says. Here, I'm gonna guess what she says. What do you think she says? Yeah, that was my guess too. Okay, let's see what she says.
Help me.
We were so close. We were so close. You said meh, and I said meh, and she said meh.
Oh, look, Christina Kelly's happy now. I think Christina Kelly just assigns herself an emotion before walking into a restaurant and then just keeps it.
I'm getting paged from her right now. From Summer House. Yeah. You're not?
No, I'm getting someone deeply uncomfortable with being on camera.
So if Christina... if Christina is happy, that means they're being really mean about somebody.
Yeah, that's exactly Christina's. Right.
That's why I want to hang out with her. Okay, let's see who they're being mean about.
The girls' trip.
Cheers.
Oh my god.
They weren't being mean. They were saying girls' trip. I mean, God, I'm really losing it. I quit. It's been 10 years. I've had a good run. Bye.
Yeah, it's hard to read. Christina Kelly is going to be a little bit of a tricky one for us, I think.
Then again, we were very close with this one.
The girl's
trip. Like a little bird.
So, Katie, pretending girl trips are fun when she's wearing her little sweater. Okay.
Cheers.
All the girls in bed reading Lala Kemp's book. Give them
the girls
Lala.
Really trying to make Lala's book happen. Remember, Lala was like, guys, let's just come on. Fingers crossed. Tomorrow it's going to be a New York Times bestseller. It was like number 12. And she was like all sad afterwards.
Because she was mad because Rand didn't buy all the books to make her a number one. Oh, that was so good. That was one of the funniest parts. Okay. But also know your audience. This is Vanderpump Rules. We ain't read. We're not reading. Okay.
Is. Oh my
god. Oh my god, the head's going. Good job.
Okay, more fun and games. A lot of Mexico. More wedding stuff. Someone steps on Sheena's veil. Pinata that looks like Jax. Who is that?
I think that might be supposed to be like a Tom Pinata. Either that or like. Is that like Eli Manning? I don't know. It's not Eli Manning. It's like young Bruce Springsteen. But I think it's supposed to be Tom.
And Katie wearing a sleep mask so she can hit the pinata like she can't see. Like she hasn't been wearing this for the past like 10 seasons of this show. Girl, you know how to work with blinders on. You married Tom Schwartz.
It's a very LGBTQ+ pinata moment because her stick is rainbow colored.
Oh, he's getting beat with the gay stick. Yeah. But it's also like Halloween because there's black and orange balloons. So who knows?
Yeah.
Let's see.
Oh my God, the head's going.
But Halloween is sort of part of the gay stick.
Is it?
Halloween is very gay.
Well, where you live, where I used to live, it is. I don't think everywhere else. It's like Halloween means like thongs and drag queens, you know, getting wasted in the middle of the street. Man.
Okay. It's more like Halloween is like fall gay pride.
Yeah, we need one every season.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappin's commercial.
Okay.
Good job.
So it's someone funny. Falls roller skating. Who is that? Who cares,
Tom.
Really? Oh, that's Tom. Okay.
Yeah.
It's funny that this summer, everyone's single.
It's funny that this summer, everyone here is single. Which, of course, they cut off the part where she says, am I married?
Yeah, because you know that's the next part.
I'm married.
So who is this person? Who is this, like... like Weird Al cross with Timothy Chalamet person on Katie's arm.
Weird Al and Timothy Chalamet accurate. That is right? accurate.
I don't know what's happening here.
Yeah, they're going on it. So Katie's dating. She's like, look at me. I'm dating now and I have a bob. And then Lala. Like,
I will only date men who have bobs too.
I'm sorry. Is your bob even? Get out. Get out. Bring me the uneven Chalamet. Okay, I'll take him.
Wait. Okay. Did somebody say they were looking for a bob?
Bob Balaban.
The original Bob. He's a Bob and a Lan. He's a Bob and a local area network. Bob Balaban.
You know what this show needs? Bob Balaban with a Bob. Bob with a Bob. Balaban.
Bob with a Bob to bat to bat. And you know what it needs? Kid Rock. Bob with a Bob. Balaban.
Okay, let's see who else is dating. I think this is Lala. I mean, she's thin and she's blonde. So I guess it's Lala. And she's opening the door.
He's hot, like a cheesy hot, like a he's like a Cristiano Ronaldo fake Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yeah, he's very like sunglasses at night in the valley. Like, hey, I'm in a t-shirt.
He's got a little DJ Pauly, what's his face from Jersey Shore.
Oh yeah, and then Sheena's like, oh my god, I can't believe that Summer ever won a single. Well, I'm like, I have a baby. Look, let's do this in front of one of my baby toys.
Let's have this scene in front of my tiered baby bath toy. What is that? It's like a
what the fuck is
double
that
decker
thing?
Pool, double decker baby pool. What is that?
It looks like it's supposed to be like a dinosaur body, right? Because it's
is
got
it for
like
cats.
I don't know.
Is it for cat? Did she buy a cat toy for her baby?
I just wanted it to learn how to twerk young.
She's like, she's got like a scratching pose for baby Summer Moon, whatever.
Okay, so now someone is making out.
That's Oliver.
That's Oliver. So that's Raquel making out with Oliver.
We had a good night.
Should I be here?
He is a full-on kisser. He's like a swallowing your face kisser. That's a
yeah, because every kiss we see on Vanderpump Rules is like, like you're trying to sip out of a tiny straw, and yeah, he's gonna eat her face.
But you know what? Big hands. Good sign, Raquel.
You
I love Raquel.
Say.
I love Raquel sowing her wild oats. Go do it, Raquel.
Raquel's just sowing convenience oats, which, listen, I'm for oats. A good quick
fast
oat.
Cooking. Fast cooking oats. They are not sealed.
I'm for a quick oat. I'm not for quick quinoa. I think that's cheating and nobody should do it. But oats, I'm for.
Yeah.
What does Sheena's necklace say? Sheena, what else? Like, what the fuck Ronnie, else would please. It say? Why do I need to rewind? Okay, let's see.
Single.
We had a good night.
Oh, should I be here?
Oh, Garcelle. Should I even be here?
Love a Garcelle crossover. Totally support it.
Be here.
Come on a day.
Here we are. Are you turned on?
Ew.
Wait, Raquel is making her round.
Jesus Christ.
I love it. I want Raquel to date every single person. Look
She's
at the lady behind
Peter.
Raquel.
I mean, Peter, you fucking... Yeah, that lady is giving the expression I'm feeling right now. The lady behind
that
Raquel's.
Lady is getting bad service. Like, she was just... Like, she is waiting for her salad, that lady in the background. She is stealing the show.
You know that lady asked to see the manager, and then the waitress walked off and put on a red wig and came back, and now the lady is giving her this look. Like, you know, do I look this fucking stupid to you? I know you're the same person in a wig.
It's Danica. It's Danica in a wig. Danica's going to beat her up. Light her house on fire.
I mean, Peter, Raquel, right now, you are just a girl at every open house in the city. And that's all. You know, she's just that girl you always see at the open house. You're just always there. You probably don't even need a house. You just keep going to things to say hi to people.
I don't know
also,
how I feel about
wearing...
her two-toned. Are you... We're about to go to the same
question.
Place. I know, because you go, is she wearing... And I'm like, I don't know how I feel about her two-toned. This two-toned, like, utility shirt.
Are you taking a shirt from every loser you're giving an opportunity to and just patching them together? Is this
like a weird
your craft
serial
work?
Killer? This is like her. This is her Buffalo Bill. Instead of like stitching together people's skin, she's just stitching together people's shitty shirts. She's like,
yeah,
she's like the Van Heusen killer.
Yeah, she's like the Buffalo Jill. So look, this is her Tom Schwartz shirt. This one here, the white one. Sir Tom, we saw Tom Schwartz wear this. This is probably Garcelle's son. And who would this other one belong to?
Peter or James.
Oh, wow. Wow. Oh, God. Please don't dip back.
Maybe there was like some, maybe there was some girl on girl action with Vale.
Oh, does that look like it? Well, Vale was very beige. Okay. So Peter's like, oh, still Peter. Whoa. Thanks for giving me a scene.
Well, he's looking a little better than he was last season. Was a little rough on him, but he's getting his shit back together too.
Really? Look at that mustache, Peter.
It's
come
Peter.
On, Peter.
It's the Peter mustache.
But Peter can work these shirts better than Schwartz. I think Schwartz is trying to work the Peter look, but you know, Peter may be Peter, but he's still not Schwartz.
You know what I have to say? You know what's really, I'm really impressed with? You mentioned the shirts. There's like not a wrinkle on that shirt. Like that's the sort of shirt where I would wear it and I would iron it and then I would sit down and all the wrinkles would come back. And that is a fresh starched shirt.
Peter makes a fucking effort, okay? That's why he's on this show. Peter is the only one that actually shows up to work. Well, and Max, but we haven't seen Max yet. But Peter actually works, so... Yeah, I like irons.
And speaking of ironing, I like that someone ironed some Cheetos and put them in a vase.
They really did. They didn't make any like effort Velveeta. With that shit.
It's like strips of Velveeta that they put into a vase. Right in front of them, in between them.
Okay, let's see what happens. So she's cheersing with Peter.
Are you turned on?
I'm not turned on.
Who's ready?
So Lala is saying to Raquel, are you turned on? And they show a side-by-side of the pinata made to look like Schwartz next to Schwartz.
It looks like
and
Mr. Raquel's Bean. Like,
Raquel says, I'm not turned on. Schwartz does look very cute here.
Yeah, it's a really, they picture. Chose a really nice picture of Schwartz for that, for the side-by-side with his not, Mr. Bean pinata.
Yeah.
Not turned on.
Who's ready to be a stepdad?
What's it like out there? Is it a cornucopia of delicious dick? I couldn't sleep in the bed last night because it was so wet.
Oh
Lala. Too far.
Well, but also it's like people with babies, like you think you're being sexy, but my mind goes to stop letting your fucking baby sleep with you. Okay. Get the baby a fucking crate or a dog bed or something. Put it somewhere else.
Maybe it's like a water bed and there's like an actual leak.
So Lala, you know, it's so funny because Lala's was one of the youngest people on this show when she came on, and she really is looking like a 40-year-old Beverly Hills housewife at this point. I mean, she's basically turned herself into Yolanda, at least in this still.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
Like, also, it's not the same person at all. And then, like, her hair dyed. She's blonde, but it's, like, dyed to be the unnatural blonde. And then her roots are showing. And the lips and the eyes, eyelids being completely gone. Like, the whole thing. Like, I think she's a very pretty girl. It's just the whole way she's done herself has really turned her into that 40-something-year-old housewife. That's an aesthetic.
She's no Bob Balaban, that's for sure. Bob Balala Ban.
So she's
like, I'm Bob Balaban. Bob Balaban. I love Bob Balaban. Bob Balaban. Bob Balaban. Bob Balaban. Bob.
She's really trying to sell that Bob Balaban.
So she says something home, like, this would be a good time to upgrade to Crap is on Demand because it would make a lot more sense.
They fucking hate us right now. I'm so sorry. Okay, so then Lala's like, oh my God, he's like getting dick or whatever. And Ariana's like, oh my God, what's it like for you kids? And she's wearing like her double buns. She's like, what's it like? I'm just old Ariana now. I don't know what it's like. And then we see Katie getting... And like,
she's getting a lap dance, but she has like kind of like a little she has like a little farmer's handkerchief around her neck, like she's about to go to Oklahoma.
And this is Blazing Saddles, right? Is this before Blazing Saddles closed?
Maybe this is what closed
Blazing Saddles, very different bar. Yeah, this closed it. Katie's showing up with microbladed eyebrows, pretending
cheap,
to want to fuck a stripper.
Cheap metal chair. Look at that chair. Where is she? What
Blaming Saddles would have done better.
What
have
middle
to say.
School auditorium did she go into? Why? What is this metal chair? Okay, now who are these two douchebags walking in? Douchebag
to meet
one,
with Lala, right?
Two. It's Katie and Lala. I feel like they're like, it's like a double date. It's probably a funny, like, we're single.
But look at these two douchebags. Just,
yeah, these guys are terrible.
These are awful. These guys like this are like scattered all across Los Angeles. Be aware. Yeah. Just stay away from everyone.
Chain, black t-shirt, backwards hat, you know, 5 day stubble.
And you know what restaurant, whatever restaurant you are,
the walk like this.
Don't think that you have not won any points of that just because you decided to do some weird little chevron thing in the corner. Okay, you do not get any cred for having a little chevron accent wall.
Their accent wall. That's funny. Okay, let's see.
Cornucopia of delicious dick. I couldn't sleep in the bed last night because it was so wet.
You know, Weird Al Chalamet was making out with Katie in one of those shots. Just want you to know.
There yeah, big make out. He's, yeah, he doesn't know the rules yet. Look at that tongue coming out. And she's still like, yep, I'll have another urine martini. So we know this one's not going to work.
No.
Okay, let's see.
Yeah, delicious dick. I couldn't sleep in the bed last night because it was so wet.
Gotta get this bar open.
Hey, when are you guys officially opening?
What?
Oh, and now the drama. I was wondering where Sandoval has been. Uh-oh. And we know Sandoval's going to be miserable this season because he's coming in hot with Katie Bob.
Yeah, he's growing a Katie Bob of his own, and he's unhappy. Yeah. He's like resting his head against one of the restaurant booths, being like, oh, this is a nightmare.
Oh, it's so hard. Tom Bender Bob. Bob. Tom Bender Bob and the Bender Bobs Bob. Yeah, he's very sad. So let's see. The violins are going, we've got to get this restaurant open.
When are you guys officially opening?
Why haven't you opened?
Jesse, just there to ask the questions that are going to make people mad. He's like, hi, yeah. I'm Jesse. I'm a music video star. When are you going to get this restaurant open?
Open it.
Why haven't you opened?
Are you guys open?
If it wasn't for...
I just like a random lady walking in. You guys open? She's
this
like
is
next
me.
To
I'm this lady every time I come to LA. Have you guys opened?
That was me when Applebee's opened in my hometown when I was in junior year of high school. I was so excited for Applebee's to be coming in that I walked in during a staff meeting while the place was under construction still because I thought it was open. I was like, are you guys open? And everyone just looked at me and I left the staff meeting of Applebee's. It was like a onboarding, like, welcome to the Applebee's team. We're opening in 3 weeks. And I walked in thinking that it was like serving.
Yeah, and they weren't. My mom's first time at Applebee's, because we've talked about this before, how it was like very fancy in our towns when it opened, and there were like lines at the door to go to Applebee's. We're like, oh my God, have you been to Applebee's? And when we went, everyone's like, oh my God, this is delicious. And my mom ate a mozzarella stick and went, I'm telling you right now, these are fucking frozen. I threw it down like, that's it. I've solved the mystery.
As opposed to all the fresh mozzarella sticks that I've usually served.
It's like the biggest mystery she ever solved. Okay, so now we're in Schwartz and Sandy's. I've come around to the name. I think it's cute. Also, I have to say, they're playing violins and showing us what a dump this restaurant is. I think it looks good. Don't you?
I think it looks good.
I mean, there's a few boxes on the ground and some wood that's not nailed to anything, but whose house doesn't have that? Looks like my living room, but it looks pretty. Okay, so we don't need to stare at the interior design. Are you guys open? And now Tom Schwartz in some kind of a yellow hat.
This bar, me and Katie would still be together.
When I saw.
If it weren't for this bar, me and Katie would still be together.
No. No, if it weren't for your entire personality, you and Katie would still be together.
If it weren't for you, this bar would be open. Try that.
Are you guys open?
If it wasn't for this bar, me and Katie would still be together.
When I saw what it's cost them,
I'm paying for it, mother.
It's not good.
We just have to open the doors.
And open it.
I do think Ali is.
We just have to open the doors, bro. Who cares if we're not ready? Get some fucking frozen mozzarella sticks. Ronnie's mom said that that's what Applebee's serves. Fuck it.
I have a feeling the restaurant will be ready to open exactly like 3 months after they start filming. Just in time for the season finale.
Yeah, it had been closed because Tom's like, I'm a rock star. Because remember last season, they were in the escape room or whatever the hell that was. And he was laying on the bed with Schwartz and he's like, yeah, bro, we have dreams. Like, I want to be a rock star touring around the world. It's a little Erica Jane, but it's going to take some time. And now he is. Now he's doing it. Tom and the Vanderbobs.
Yeah. The Bob Balaban Orchestra.
The Tom Bander. What's wrong with me? The Balaban Orchestra. Tom Balaban and the Bandaban Bandabands.
Get it. I'm going to put some babies in there.
Oh, I thought that was you saying that. I'm going to put some babies. I was like, what?
No, that was band? James. That was okay, James.
Let me get it clear.
Gentlemanly.
Okay, so now James is kissing some girl. Let's see.
I do think Ali is the one. I'm going to put some babies in her one day.
Oh, God. I do think Ali is the one. I'm going to put some babies in her one day. Oh, God. How about you say, I think Ali is the one. I'm going to feed some babies that come out of her one day. That's romantic. That would be nice to hear.
Fuck. Maybe he was just talking about, like, Corona Lights.
Also, Allie, are you 15? Does your mother know where you are? James, you were young when you came on this show. We're 10 years in now. You don't become Jax. We always knew you were going to become Jax, but please don't do it.
This girl, apparently James is really into girls that make patchwork shirts. Because this one also has like memories of quilts past.
She does. She has like a bunch of dish rags sewn together. So you know, then
I feel bad. Like when you can see that someone is just an empty vessel just from one still shot. Like this poor girl is an empty vessel, right? Like look at her.
This girl, like this looks like it could be on the back of a milk carton. I'm not lying. This shot. It's just like, you know,
she's
lost.
A little too young. I'm a little uncomfortable.
She's too young. With how young she looks. Like it. I don't like it either, James. You're creeping me out
this
now,
is
James.
Creepy.
Yeah, this is creepy. Especially the setting. You know, there's like wood paneling behind them. They're on some old weird couch. There's like Michelob Ultras everywhere, like empty. But then like a really expensive fan.
There's something creepy about this entire thing.
Yeah, there's something like I'm gonna like wear you. Okay.
Maybe to add one day.
Oh, you sound like a dictator.
I like you better when you're not drinking.
James and I.
LOL.
Good luck. Oh, another fixer has come along the way.
I like you better when you're not drinking. Then fucking go to a different bar and find, or a non-bar. I like that. Go find someone more sober at another bar.
You know what,
child.
If we have to hear about James's drinking, okay, he has a drinking problem. It's established. He clearly is better when he doesn't drink. He's fallen off the wagon. Just, you know what? Keep him off the wagon at this point. Until the show is done, keep him off the wagon because I don't want to have to sit here and go through like yet another season of him trying to get back on the wagon.
Yeah, it's just like some fetish he has of like acting like an asshole and then apologizing. You know, people get in that loop and he just wants someone to like want to make him better and then disappoint them. It's like a real weird loop that he's in. Also, she looks older here, which thank God, because I was scared from that other shot.
She's okay, so now he's older.
Well, but I mean better. Like before, I was like, na 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 na. I was like offering, you know, it's like offering ice cream. Now he's doing the thing where he covers his face so he doesn't have to show us how hard he's trying to cry, right? Okay, let's see.
James and I definitely hooked up.
I would be lying as a girlfriend to say, oh, I'm super comfortable with James hanging out one-on-one with Lala.
Everyone's got an ego the size of my
so small.
Oh, really?
So James and Lala still fucking, and the new girlfriend pretending that she's shocked and she's not going to live a life where James is fucking Lala. Okay.
Yeah.
But that's the same life where James is not drinking. You just don't date James because James is always going to be drinking. He's always going to be snorting something and he's always going to be fucking Lala. Okay. That's just the pattern. Get off the merry-go-round. But Charlie's there.
Charlie has something to say.
Yeah. Charlie goes, nothing. Yeah.
But James hanging out one-on-one with Lala.
Everyone's got an ego the size of my
so small.
Oh, really?
You were a provocateur.
Katie said.
Shorts to Katie. You're a provocateur.
Katie, the provocateur, what? Like eating ranch slowly? What? That's Katie is not a provocateur.
Katie's doing like some modern dance cry right now. What is this dance?
She's doing a Guillermo del Toro monster right now. She's got her hands up here. Like,
she's like, episode 6 of Cabinet of Curiosities.
Oh my God, there's still like a minute left of this trailer. And we're an hour in. I haven't had lunch.
Lunch? It's like 1 million o'clock over here. Okay, let's go.
Katie said, you and Ariana have an open relationship.
Oh God. I do like shorts a lot. Use a cheap, broke down house.
The house seems like she's going through something and she needs help.
You're a boot.
You think? She's breaking down in front of a shell.
I know. Okay. Raquel is in a shell station crying and she's doing the thing where she's... Why do people do that? It does not help your tears, okay? When you put your fingers there like a little tear ledge, okay? That's not going to do anything.
It's so it doesn't streak your makeup, I think. You know, you're trying to like guide it. You're trying to guide the rivers of tears. But also, poor Raquel, like, she's wearing her bracelets over her sleeves. Like, help Raquel. Look
like
at her.
Handcuffs. Like, she wants to handcuff herself.
So,
and by the way, Raquel, Lala, we don't need Lala saying use a broken down. Was that what she said? Use a broken down hoe. Lala, enough.
Yeah, Lala, you need to stop that. It's not cute. It was never cute, but it's especially less cute now. It's downright offensive now. And offensive. Okay.
Yeah,
we all have to change over the years, including you. Yeah. Okay, Lala, you are not exempt. So then, someone who looks like it's Christina, right?
That's Sheena.
No. Oh, she has a fucking name.
You?
She Don't has you a fucking label she, on her neck that says
Sheena. It literally
Sheena.
Says Sheena, and she has like a treble clef or something on her wrist.
Because she likes music.
She's like holding up some 3D glasses. She's like, what? They gave me free sunglasses at the movie theater, and now she's like bumping into walls.
Yeah, so she's telling Sandoval that Katie told everyone that he's in an open relationship with Ariana. And then Raquel says, yeah, I really do care about Schwartz. And then Katie looks like she's going to fucking murder her, jump over the table and murder her.
Mm-hmm. Not the and right. then choose your audience before making those confessional statements.
Yeah. But I love that Katie's going to get mad after she said all those mean things to Schwartz. She's going to be like, how dare you? I've been such a good friend to you. How could this girl code? So let's see.
Use a cheap, broke down house. The house seems like she's going through something and she needs help.
You're a boot housewife. Look at those.
Yes. No. I mean, listen, he called that one. So this is Schwartz yelling at Lawler.
She needs help.
You're a boot housewife. Look at those lips.
Disengage, but giving me terrible.
Look at those
lips. It sounded
lips.
Ruder. It sounded way ruder when he said it, right?
Yeah, he said she's a bootleg housewife. Look at those lips. It's great.
Yeah, and then this is the next shot of her. Looking crazy. Okay, let's hear what Vanderpump says, because she doesn't get many lines.
You're giving me terrible anxiety.
He's been ready to pull the trigger, and there's one person who's literally been pulling the e-brake every time.
This summer has just been so f***ing awful to me.
I will smack you in your f***ing dumb face. Go make another f***ing joke.
No, stop.
Nobody wants to watch you make a fool of yourself. Knock it off. We're done.
She's a f***ing bitch.
What's happening with Randall?
I want to know why people are accusing you of the things they're accusing you of.
Oh, at the last scene.
Katie, can you please come back? Can we end this on a positive note?
In an empty restaurant, calling Katie, leaving her a voicemail to come back while he's still eating, not giving a shit that she's gone.
Yeah.
God damn this show. This looks good.
Yeah, it looks really good. There's like so many bombs are dropping.
This was a bad idea.
The new season of Vanderpump Rules premieres February 8th on Bravo.
It looks really good. You know what? Yep. You know what I liked? That this did not was not permeated with fun and games and costumes and silliness. It really seemed like it was more about them talking and getting into arguments, which is more about what the show should be.
Yeah, I don't need another Bravo show full of like wigs that are mullets. Okay? I've had my fill. Okay.
Don't need it.
Thanks. But that was fun. I'm looking forward to it. We're going to end this with Bob Vanderbob, Bob Bandalob,
Bob Balaban
at
the Doris. At the
I'm
Doris
never
going to
be mayor. at Doris. Yeah. Well, everybody, thank you so much for being here. This was really fun. And we'll talk to you next time.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, She Don't Take No Baloney. Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Dana C. Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels. Aaron McNicholas, She Don't Miss No Trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, She Has No Last Namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
You're never alone with Lacey Monteleone.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino. Megan Berg, You Can't Have a Burger Without the Berg. Sarah Greenwood, She Only Uses Her Power for Good. Can't Stop Fanning Over Tina Manning.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's Get Real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't Get Salty with Christine Pepper. Better Do What She Says, it's Elva Enriquez.
Can't Have a Meal Without the Emily Sides.
Undo Your Fasteners, it's Erin Kastner.
Nobody Holds a Candle to Jamie Kendall.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
We will, Joanna Rockland you. My Favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo. We Love Him Madly, it's Kyle Pod Shadley.
Let's Go on a Bender with Lauren Fender.
She's a Good Hobby, it's Lauren Hobgood.
We Want to Hang with Liz Lang. The Incredible Edible Matthews Sisters. Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give Him Hell, Miss Noel.
She's the Queen Bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, Out of a Cannon, Anthony.
Let's Take Off with Tamla Plain.
She Ain't No Shrinkin' Violet Couture.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.